Teeny!
Welcome to the Younglings Podcast, a Star Wars podcast by younglings, for younglings, and anyone else who enjoys Star Wars. Hi, I'm your host, Annie Friginal, age 12.
Hi, I'm Soji, age 8. I am your substitute co-host because my sister Tessa is sick with a tantrum. I mean, sick with a cough. No offense, Tessa, sorry. On December 23rd, the day before Christmas Eve, Carrie Fisher was on a plane flying from London on her way home for the holidays with her French bulldog, Gary. But 15 minutes before landing in Los Angeles, she suffered a heart attack. She was rushed to the UCLA Medical Center where she was held in critical yet stable condition for several days. Fans all over the world had high hopes for her recovery, but sadly, on December 27, 2016, Carrie Fisher passed away. So today, 1 month from our princess's death, the younglings are celebrating Carrie's life on this special episode.
General Kenobi, years ago you served my father in the Clone Wars. Now he begs you to help him in his struggle against the Empire. I regret that I am unable to present my father's request to you in person, but my ship has fallen under attack, and I'm afraid my mission to bring you to Alderaan has failed. I have placed information vital to the survival of the Rebellion into the memory systems of this R2 unit. My father will know how to retrieve it. You must see this droid safely delivered to him on Alderaan. This is our most desperate hour. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Our host, Annie, is Carrie Fisher's biggest fan. Well, that's at least what she says. And knows a lot about the life of the person who played our favorite princess. So for this segment, we will be asking Annie about some of the highlights from the life of Carrie Fisher. So, Annie, tell us about the time Carrie was born.
Well, Carrie Frances Fisher was born in 1956 on October 21. In Burbank, California. Her mom was Debbie Reynolds and her dad was Eddie Fisher, who were major celebrities at the time. Debbie was best known for playing Kathy Seldon in Singing in the Rain, and Eddie Fisher was a world-class singer. From the time she was 2 seconds old, she was already on the cover of Life magazine. And when she was small, like 2 years old, that she said that a photographer came into her house to take pictures of her and her family, and the flash blinked in her eyes so bright that she screamed so loud that her nanny smacked her in the face. Her life growing up was not like a regular kid's. She said that because of her mom's fame, she said she would literally get pushed out of the way just so fans could come up and take pictures or get autographs. She said they would run her over. And also...
Do you mean literally run her over?
That's what she said, at least. But I don't know. That'd be really sad if that's true. Most kids in her era, and even now, grew up watching I Love Lucy after dinner. But Carrie, on the other hand, had a very different situation where Lucille Ball would come over to their house for dinner.
So, how did Carrie get the job to play Princess Leia?
Well, when she was 19, she went off to London to study drama. And so, she was on Christmas break and decided that she wanted to schedule an appointment to do a simultaneous screen test for two movies. One was Brian De Palma's Carrie, and the other was George Lucas's space movie called Star Wars. It was a really weird movie. No one ended up liking it, really. It was just like had all these aliens and, you know, no one really wanted to be in that movie, so she was cast. About 2 weeks later, she was called and told that she was the princess. And it went on from there. They flew her to London in an economy plane seat, and as she said, paid her practically nothing. And she went and filmed the greatest movie of all history.
Did Carrie star in any other movies other than Star Wars?
Yes, after Star Wars and during Star Wars she did, including Come Back Little Sheba in 1978, The Blues Brothers in 1980, and Under the Rainbow in 1981. Those were only the ones during, though. She also starred in The Burbs and wrote a number of books.
I really don't know any of Carrie's books except for Postcards from the Edge, Delusions of Grandma, Surrender the Pink, The Best Awful, Shockaholic, Wishful Drinking, The Princess Diaries. Annie, did Carrie start her own family?
Sorta. She did have an ex-boyfriend named Brian Lord, with whom she had a daughter, Catherine Lord, born in 1992. But we all know her as Billy Lord, and she was in The Force Awakens playing Lieutenant Connix. And you can always spot her behind Carrie. She's the one with the blonde buns that are on the top of her head. And she wears like this olive green lieutenant suit. And she does also have a famous Frenchie. I love French bulldogs. I've always wanted one, and they cost $2,000, so I probably won't get one for a long time. But yes, Carrie does have a French bulldog, and his name is Gary.
Can you tell us about any interesting moments about Carrie during the filming of the Star Wars The Force Awakens?
Yes, I do know a little on that. I know that she, Mark, and Harrison were all really happy to be together again and actually have some time to spend together, which I think is kind of funny because, you know, Mark, he's only in one, like, barely a minute at the end, and he doesn't have any lines, but, you know, they had him there just so he could hang out through the whole filming process, and I think that is a very sweet time that they will all remember, that Harrison and Mark will always remember, because they really hadn't had a chance to really, like, talk in, like, 20 years, because they'd only seen each other at, like, conventions, and they were only able to have brief conversations, and that's about it. So I know they were all really happy to be together again and share their nervousness on returning to the galaxy, because I know Carrie had not acted in around 18-20 years, and that was really hard on her. And I know that on her first day she was having a really rough time, and you can watch more about that in the Star Wars TFA documentary. After the filming, she did the Star Wars celebrations, which is where I got to see her for the first and the last time in person, and that I'll never forget that ever. And I really wish I would have paid the $90 to meet her. At the moment, that felt like a lot of money. But now I know that no matter how much money I pay right now, I won't be able to meet her. So, and I'm just glad I was able to see her once. And we have some pictures of her, which we have posted on our Instagram.
Thanks, Annie, for answering those questions.
I don't know where you get your delusions, laser brain.
For this segment, we will be going over 5 Carrie Fisher fun facts that you may have not known. Number 1. Carrie's first appearance on screen was the small role of a Girl Scout when she was 12 in Debbie Reynolds and The Sound of Children, a television special. Speaking of television specials, have you guys ever seen the 1977 Star Wars Holiday Special? And if you haven't, you must see it. But forward half of it. Because I don't know if it's just me, but I wasn't a big fan of the weird acrobats and fish suits playing on a space checkers board. Number 2. Growing up, her home in Beverly Hills, which she had nicknamed the Embassy, had 8 pink refrigerators and 3 swimming pools. I wish we had a swimming pool, especially because it gets so hot in Fresno during the summer, and that makes it feel like it lasts years and years and just, well, anyway. Number 3. In 1980, Carrie came close to death when she choked on a Brussels sprout. And 5 minutes later, she got a proposal from the guy who saved her. Number 4. Carrie loved Christmas so much, she would leave her Christmas tree up year round. Which is, I think, a really great idea. Number 5. Not only did Carrie love Christmas, she also loved Coca-Cola and drank at least 12 cans a day. She said 16 total, but not all of them would be finished. To listen to our future episodes, go to theyounglingspodcast.com or find us on iTunes or the podcast app. And make sure to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and like us on Facebook. I know that's a lot, but you can do it. I'd like to thank our producer, our dad,
and our supporter, our mom.
And Carrie, we will always, always miss you. But for now,
may the force be with you!